This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelkett. The United States economy shrank at a 4.8% annualized rate in the first quarter, its sharpest pace since the Great Depression. The country's Commerce Department released the new information reflecting a plunge in economic activity in the last 2 weeks of March. That's when millions of Americans were seeking unemployment benefits due to the coronavirus shutdown. The latest numbers ends the longest economic expansion in the nation's history. Meanwhile, U.S. stock index futures rose on Wednesday. The markets bolstered by solid earnings reports from Google parent Alphabet and Boeing that provided some optimism as the country moved cautiously to ease lockdowns. The United States has reached and risen above 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. This as several states begin taking small steps to reopen for business. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number of U.S. cases may be higher than reported because of lack of testing and reporting. Those officials are also warning state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a new surge in cases. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said Tuesday he expects COVID-19 cases to increase when the country reopens from its coronavirus lockdown. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.